Let's turn to presidential politics. A new WBUR poll out today finds that New Hampshire's undeclared voters will be key in deciding that state's primary in just about 3 weeks. The poll shows that undeclared voters, meaning those who are not registered in a political party, view Democrat Bernie Sanders and Republican John Kasich more positively than any other candidate. But the poll also finds that about a third of these voters have not yet made up their minds about who they're voting for or even which party to support. We spoke with WBUR political reporter Anthony Brooks earlier today about why independents are important in this primary.
There are a lot of them. 44% of the state's voters are undeclared. That's a bigger group than any other political party represents. They're notoriously independent, and they play a crucial role in picking the winners. These voters can choose either a Republican ballot or a Democratic ballot. About a third still haven't made up their minds. So this means that in many ways, the race is still very much in flux.
So, Anthony, you've been talking with lots of voters. Tell us more about who these independent voters are.
In general, they're much less partisan. They're more focused on the issues than the parties. And typically, a lot of them take their time making up their minds about who they'll vote for. What's interesting about this poll is this big chunk of people who aren't even don't even know which party they're going to be voting for. Here's Charles Salicki. He's a retiree. He lives in East Hampstead, New Hampshire. That's just north of the Massachusetts border. He's unenrolled. He leans Democratic. He likes Bernie Sanders. But he says this time he might choose a Republican ballot and vote for Republican John Kasich.
His approach is different than the rest of them for some reason. The other candidates are always attacking Obama, even though he's not running for a third term. The way I interpret it, it's just all hate, you know.
So, Anthony, a voter who leans Democratic likes Bernie Sanders but may vote Republican. Why?
To stop Donald Trump. So it's interesting that Kasich is sort of emerging as the anti-Trump vote. Kasich much more focused on policies. He's a true blue conservative. I mean, make no mistake about it, but he talks about things like how to reduce the national debt, a more moderate approach to immigration and national security. And he has a pretty good explanation about why so many people are supporting outsiders like Donald Trump. Here he is talking recently in Hudson, New Hampshire.
There's such cynicism about anybody who runs for office saying they can solve problems that we start looking outside, and it'll either settle down or it won't.
So, Deb, it's interesting. I was struck by our voter, Charles Salicki, about talking about how many of the Republicans, and I'm thinking of Cruz, Rubio, and Christie, spend so much of their time attacking President Obama. John Kasich doesn't do that. He really just talks about his policies and what he wants to do as president. Mm.
So, Anthony, what about independents who lean Republican but might pull a Democratic ballot?
All right. Well, we spoke to Elizabeth Tibbetts of Goffstown. She's another independent. She does lean Republican. She likes Chris Christie, Jeb Bush, John Kasich, and even Carly Fiorina. But she says next month she might choose a Democratic ballot.
If I was going to go to the Democratic primary, I'd probably vote for Bernie Sanders. I'm seeing more and more of him, and Bernie seems to be for the little guy.
Hmm. So there are two independents who mentioned Bernie Sanders and John Kasich, which brings to another top line of the WBUR poll. It found that the two candidates that New Hampshire independents like the most are Kasich and Bernie Sanders. Tell us about that.
In the case of Sanders, almost twice as many independents view him favorably compared to Hillary Clinton. So here's our pollster, Steve Cozzella of the Mass Inc. Polling Group. His poll suggests that the more independent Sanders and Kasich can attract, the better they'll do on Election Day.
Candidates basically want one of two things. They either want to do well among independents, or they want independents to vote in the other contest. For instance, the Clinton campaign knows that Hillary Clinton does less well among undeclared voters. They would prefer to see undeclared voters vote on the Republican side. Bernie Sanders, the opposite. You know, he doesn't do quite as well among Democrats, so the more independents, the better for him.
And, Anthony, I assume that's the same thing for John Kasich on the Republican side.
Absolutely. Cozzella says if lots of independents show up, including those more moderate fence sitters, if they pull a Republican ballot, Kasich is basically tied with Trump. On the other hand, if you have only the most conservative of the independents showing up that day, according to our poll, Trump beats Kasich by 8%. points. So Kasich and Sanders both want independents to choose their respective parties' ballots, which means, in a sense, they're running against each other, which is kind of interesting in a primary. On the other hand, Democrat Hillary Clinton and the more conservative Republicans, including Trump and Ted Cruz, they'll do best if fewer independents turn out and choose their party's ballots.
So that's what the poll suggests about independents. But let's talk about other parts of the race, or the race overall. Let's start with the Republicans. What does the poll suggest about where the race is for them?
Well, I find it fascinating that someone like John Kasich is sort of emerging as the anti-Trump alternatives. If he finishes a respectable second or even third, other candidates will eventually drop out, and that non-Trump vote could coalesce around someone like John Kasich. So at this point, lots of observers, even supporters of people like John Kasich, see New Hampshire as a race for second place. And I think our poll sort of speaks to that issue and how this race is going to shake out in New Hampshire and beyond.
And on the Democratic side, we know recent national polls show Bernie Sanders with a big lead over Hillary Clinton. Does our latest WBUR poll say the same thing?
Yes. When independents were asked, if you decided to vote in the Democratic primary, in other words, if you pulled a Democratic ballot, for whom would you vote? 33% for Clinton, 60% for Sanders. What's interesting about that is that's consistent with a recent poll from CNN WMUR of all likely voters, which pretty much showed the same kind of huge advantage for Sanders. But in terms of our poll and the independents, we could be seeing a similar dynamic to 2008. Barack Obama attracted lots of independents in New Hampshire, but not enough to make up for Clinton's support among registered Democrats. And as you recall, she won in New Hampshire. So this time around, same dynamic. Sanders needs independents to pull a Democratic ballot. Clinton hopes they'll pull a Republican ballot, and then she can count on lots of support from Democrats.
All right. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks, thanks for coming in. I'm sure we'll hear from you again soon.
Thank you, Deb.
And stay with us. Coming up, Tony Award-winning composer Janine Tesori and the New England premiere of her musical, Violet. I'm Deborah Becker, and this is Radio Boston.